Welcome back to Small Town Radio. I am your host, Maxim.
Yep.
Yep.
You missed it. You know you did.
Missed the silence of not knowing who's in charge of the show.
I am Connor Kviecien. That's spelled K-W-I-E-C-I-E-N. It's kind of like
your life story.
It's kind of like a meatball sub. It's kind of spelled like that, but not at all.
Not at all. Well, we've missed you guys. We're coming back off of our 4-week hiatus of recording. And we have some new exciting changes that we've brought to the show. Isn't that right?
That is correct. We have brought new and exciting changes to the show.
Most notably of which is going to be a big deal is that from now on, we've decided that every episode, me and Connor are going to collaborate on one town instead of picking our own towns, so we can get a lot more information about one place and hopefully paint a better picture and get more accurate facts.
They say two minds are better than one, but I kind of feel like two half-wits working together equal one mind.
There we go. There we go. Two goblins equal one person.
They're standing on each other's shoulders.
In a big trench coat, but he's holding two microphones for some reason. So in addition to that, we've decided that we're gonna collaborate in one town, and we might change this up with some lightning round episodes here and there or whatever. But we're going to be sticking to audio only for a while until our listener base grows, because it's kind of a bit of a hassle to get the video all together for us right now, considering that our size and that we don't make any money from this. and I hope you guys are cool with that. We'll probably release some videos on our YouTube channel on special occasion, like if maybe we have a guest episode or when quarantine ends, we can maybe have a little thing going on. We'll see. But yeah, so that's kind of up in the air. But after we do the towns, we've decided that we're going to do a little bit of a creative piece at the end. So
mostly haikus.
Mostly haikus.
All haikus. And chapbooks. We're going to sell them at the farmer's market that are going to reopen around the country sometime soon. Towns.
Yep, we're
575. The towns we write about in a small little chapbook here for you to read.
Nice. Great job. Look at that. He improvised a whole haiku about us writing haikus for
a haiku our for you.
A haiku for you. That's actually the name of the show now. It's no longer Small Town Radio. It's Haiku for You. No, but this could be anything. At the end, we've decided it could be like poetry. It could be a couple of jokes about the town. It could be a list, like anything. We just wanted to add a little bit of creative writing element into the Small Town Radio experience. So we hope you guys like that. And that'll change every episode.
Or will it?
Or will it?
Or no, it Bruce won't. All Willis. Haikus.
Or Bruce Willett. We actually have a quick mailbag today.
Oh.
I sent you it.
Oh.
Oh.
Did they? Oh, it's that video. I didn't make it. There's a lot of stuff, and I will explain it all in due time. That's been happening. But are we on the top 10 podcasts to listen to, and Joe Rogan isn't?
No, we're not.
That was what it said to me.
We received a message from someone who we shouted out before. This is from Michael B 444 on Twitter, from the Three Is Too Many show. But he sent us we shouted him out a while back ago, and he sent me a message on Twitter where he said, "Hey, brother, I shouted out your podcast on my YouTube show. Nice piece at the very end if you want to skip ahead to that part."
Oh, I just saw the video, and I just saw top 10 podcasts. I made it a little bit through. I was like, okay.
The screenshot must not have sent through. Okay.
No, it was just the YouTube. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, he said, "I figured you shouted me out way back, so I'd give you guys the honorable mention spot and highlight the cool pod you have. Let's see. Thanks for being so cool and nice to an open micer, and I definitely always promote you guys. So thank you so much to the Three Is Too Many show pod, episode 7 on YouTube. Three is too many, as in the number 3, two as in the word two with two O's, and then many show as in the words many show." So go check them out. Thanks again for the shout out. It's we're not in the top 10 podcasts.
That's what I was going to say. Because it literally is titled, Three is Too Many, Top 10 Podcasts Ranked Joe Rogan? Oh, no Joe Rogan / no Joe Rogan. I was like, how are we better than the Joe Rogan Experience?
Easy.
That's a
just kidding. We have a team of 50 people cleaning this audio and making prime 3-hour videos every week. Elon Musk is going to be our guest next week. No, but yeah, so he did a great video, top 10 podcasts, his opinions, but he gave us a special shout out at the end. After the list of 10 was completed, he was like, also, you should check out Small Town Radio.
Oh, nice. And I just want to clarify, we do have Elon's Musk, actually. We found him walking in the social distancing and went up behind him and trapped a jar of his scent. And next episode, we will be talking with Elon's Musk.
Yep. And the Elon's Muskrat as well, who we found climbing into a sewer in New York
Ready
City.
Ready to transform into Rat Man.
All right, awesome. Well, that's it for our mailbag. So shout out again to Michael and the Three is Too Many pod. We appreciate the love. We're happy to be back. It feels good recording. I love having these headphones on.
And we have an ad read, right, that we're going to be inserting.
Oh, yeah. We have our first real ad, and I'm going to insert that ad right here. RemedyBoys.com is today's sponsor. They are an excellent choice for pure, natural, and chemical-free health remedies. Remedy Boys, with a Z, is well known for its MSM organic sulfur flakes, a natural remedy that releases toxins and restores and regenerates cells for healthy immune system. The passionate team is dedicated to improving immune systems all around the country. This is especially important in difficult, trying times like today. Boost your immune system and discover the natural and powerful benefits of MSM, organic sulfur flakes. Whether you're an athlete, health buff, or looking to make a positive change in your mental and physical health, RemedyBoys.com offers the solutions you need to lead a better life. Be the change you want to see in the world. Visit their website at remedyboys.com. That's boys with a Z. And like them on Facebook / Remedy Boys. You can also call them at 720-789-8505 to speak with a representative today. As a special offer, you can receive free shipping by entering the coupon name Small Town in all caps at checkout. That's remedyboys.com. That's boys with a Z. Receive free shipping with this offer. And we should add that we are not medical professionals. You should consult your doctor before taking any supplements. Wow, good ad, don't you think? Aren't you guys proud of us? We have advertisers.
Are you ready to go on a trip? We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship to Tombstone, Arizona.
Yep,
Little
that's the town
Einsteins.
This week. Is that a song from something, or just make that up?
No. Did you not hear the remix in college that like blew up? The Little Einsteins song? Oh, you gotta take a listen to it. Obviously not right now because you're listening to our podcast, but yeah, Little Einsteins.
Whatever you do, absolutely do not stop listening to this podcast until it's over. Don't look up any references until you've concluded your listening session.
Little Einsteins. Oh, it's such a... I'm going to be listening to that all day after this now.
Oh,
especially
great.
The remix. It's got such a fat hook.
Fat hook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one way to describe a child song.
The remix. You got to listen to this remix. I'm gonna. Okay. They can't hear me. I'm gonna, because I have two sets of headphones in. As Maxim goes through our town information, I'm gonna be listening to the Little Einsteins remix.
Wow. Okay. Rude. He's just.
You could do the same
so
thing.
Can listen to.
They'll never know. I could. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm so stoked. Go ahead. I'm listening to both.
So this week, this town was chosen by Connor, and we are going to Tombstone, Arizona. Which is, Tombstone was my favorite frozen pizza as a child. Connor, you guys obviously can't see because you're on audio only, but Connor is rocking out to
this
remix on our Google
chat. I'll stop because I'm getting too distracted. It is too good. And I didn't know Tombstone was a type of pizza.
Frozen pizza.
Oh. So they're serving death in the freezer?
Yep. The pizza is only topped with flakes of silver and then old-timey bullets.
Tombstone, Arizona. Oh my god, that song. Don't listen to that song right now. You're gonna get hooked. population size?
1,300, and I forgot to say, it's in southeastern Arizona in Cochise County near the U.S.-Mexico border. Population 1,300.
Yes, estimated from 2018. Actually down 80 from before. I'm just wondering if that was like a rounding thing. They're just like, we don't want it this time. We don't want the extra 80.
Is 13 a lucky number or an unlucky number?
Buildings don't have the 13th floor, which... but would they have, if they had this many floors, the 13th hundred?
Interesting. Maybe they should reduce the population. They should have rounded it down to 1299.
Or 666. It's a lucky number.
Yes, exactly. Or the town population is actually 666 plus 420 plus 69.
What does that spell? 8008 on a calculator.
All right, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so I've got it. This is, I have one kind of larger fact that about naming in this town, because Tombstone has a lot of great things that were named in it, honestly. So we're going to start with some history that ties into the naming. So Tombstone is a historic city in Arizona, and it was founded in 1877 by prospector Ed. Hey there, buddy.
Hey.
Wi-Fi crashed.
Huh?
Wi-Fi crashed.
I could tell. You didn't stop recording, did you?
I did not stop recording. I actually sang the song that I was...
Oh. Great. Can't wait to listen to your rendition later.
And do you know when, that the Wi-Fi actually cut out?
When?
Right as I was reading the name of our prospector.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. Let's start again. You have a fact you want to start us off with, Connor?
You're just cutting my song. It will make it into the post credits. Fact. We have a fact about this town. It's about naming and all that stuff. It combines history. So Tombstone is a historic city in Arizona, and it was founded in 1877 by prospector Ed Schifelin.
I think it's Schifelin.
Schifelin.
But that's going to get a yeehaw from me.
Yeehaw. And so, at the time, there was a scouting voyage in Tombstone, and this is how the place kind of got its name. It was against the Apaches in the area. That's according to Wikipedia. And Ed, the prospector, was part of this mission and was staying at a place called the Camp Hachu. Oh my goodness! You know what? Pronouncers are my New Year's resolution. During his stay, he would leave the camp to look for rocks within the wilderness, despite the fact that fellow soldiers at his camp warned him not to. The soldiers told him that he wouldn't find stones out in the wilderness and would only eventually find his own tombstone. Fortunately for Ed, he did not find his tombstone, but he did find something. Silver.
Yeehaw!
Silver! Taking this advice his fellow soldiers gave him, his very first mine was named the Tombstone.
Oh.
And then the town eventually took on that name.
Nice. That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't read that bit.
No, I didn't read it off the Wikipedia. It was off of, not on Wikipedia.
Oh.
And so, to kind of continue the naming fact here, Tombstone became one of the last boom towns in the American frontier. And the town itself of Tombstone was actually established on a mesa above the Good Enough Mine.
It's a mesa.
A mesa. Oh, my goodness.
I know, I know you don't have those in the East Coast.
My pronunciation is a messa.
It's a whole mess of words.
Well, so
I love the good enough mine name.
Well,
also.
Yeah. So within 2 years of this mine being set up, the town of Tombstone had a bowling alley, 4 churches, an ice house, a school, 2 banks, 3 newspapers, and an ice cream parlor, alongside 110 saloons, 14 gambling halls, and a number of dance halls and brothels. And then the town people said, that's good enough.
It's good enough, yeah. It's crazy to me when I was reading that fact, just like, there is 1 school and 4 churches and 110 saloons. Like, is there anything more Old West? It like comes to mind. It's like, this is like, I don't know. This is like what we always like. Obviously, movies were based off this place, but just as like the picture of like the cowboy Old West.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's really like, if you think about it, like this is a mining town that just blew up because it's, what is it? Well, that's a part of my next fact that I'll get into, like the actual blow up if you don't cover it. But yeah, it's like this place really just exploded.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll let you get into that in a minute here, but I'll start fact number 2.
Go for it.
All right. So fact number 2, Tombstone is the famous location of the even more famous OK Corral shootout, which is one like the most like legendary Old West shootout in history or in yeah.
In
yeah.
Do you know, are you going to get into like where it actually took place?
It took place at the OK Corral, but it actually took place in a vacant lot across the street from the OK Corral. But I guess this is something that like you should just go and like watch a couple documentaries on because it is interesting. And there are so many things that go into this shootout that led up to this moment. But in a nutshell, there was a family group of cowboys who would like steal cattle and like do all sorts of like outlaw shit. And they robbed a stagecoach carrying $26,000 in silver bullion, which is $689,000 in today's money. And they killed the 2 drivers of the stagecoach. And then in response to this, there was a deputy U.S. Marshal, Virgil Earp, and his 2 brothers, Morgan Earp and Wyatt Earp. And they essentially pursued these cowboys, and there was a whole bunch of like tension in the town between the 2 groups, and the whole thing came to a climax when the 3 Earp brothers and Doc Holliday ended up in a shootout with the 3 cowboys and like gunned them down at the OK Corral.
Well, that's what I was reading, is that it's like less clear, like from what I saw, is that there really wasn't like a good side and bad side. The way that history has painted it is like the Earps and Doc Holliday were the good guys and the other side were bad. But it was sort of like there are a lot more layers because Wyatt Earp, who is, you know, kind of most famous in this whole thing, was actually an outlaw who had like stolen before and like moved to this town. So like there were no, it was not as clear cut as like angels and demons with all of this. It was like, this is how the Old West settles down.
Yeah. Like the 3 Earp brothers, like they were known in the town as being very Republican and pro-business, and they were also the law. So people didn't really like them because they would often bend the law to protect their own gambling interests and their own business interests in the town. So there was like a whole thing where there's a whole BBC documentary on YouTube about the trial afterward where it talks about the 2 sides of the case and how like it's insane. It's so complicated. But one of the fundamental things that happened was because this place is such a wild town and there were so many shootouts that would happen here, they had a city ordinance that banned all weapons within this town. And so when you got
to town,
that
was passed by the Earps, right? That was something they were trying to enforce.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had to deposit your weapons at like a checkpoint, basically, or at like certain places in the town before you could go about your business. And the shootout started when the Earp brothers confronted the three McClellan or something. I forgot the name of them.
They were ranchers in the town who like moved from Iowa, I believe.
McLaury.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so they were in town and the Earps were using them carrying weapons as an excuse to confront them. And then they had a famous shootout during the confrontation. But yeah, basically like the Earps controlled the town itself in terms of the law, and the county outside of that was largely ruled by like the cowboys and the cowboy gangs, and the sheriff of the county supported them because he didn't like the Earps, and it was just like a whole freaking thing. Like, it's funny because when we do these things, like when we do our research, I like to keep the facts like short and sweet and have like a clear takeaway. But this is something that like can't really be summed up in the time we have. And it would be good to like, if you're interested in this stuff, just go look it up or watch an old Western movie. Who cares? But it
no, it was nothing just, but truth in Hollywood. Nothing but truth.
Nothing but truth in Hollywood. That's what we always say.
That's why I love Batman. He's so real.
He's so real. Did you know that Gotham was based on Pittsburgh and Hoboken?
I thought it was based off of Gotham Comedy Club.
Yeah, Gotham Comedy. There's one guy in a suit who just like beats the shit out of people in that comedy club.
And there's one kid who lost his parents really young, and they're like, "You're our hero." How much money do you have? Oh, you're really our hero now.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, so definitely check out the OK Corral. The town actually makes most of its money based on tourism, based around this historic event. So a lot of the town currently is just like cowboy museums, OK Corral museums, like stuff like this, kind of old West timey events.
Yeah. I will dovetail my next fact. I'll bump up my third fact into this because I actually have just like the website pulled up of the attractions today, because it was really obvious that a lot of the history and the information about Tombstone is rooted in the past. But Tombstone has quite a bit going on, because I tried to go to their website to look up frequently asked questions to try and figure out how the name Tombstone came about. And I couldn't find it, but they like had a bunch of questions about getting passes for attractions. So today you can see in Tombstone, which has like a kind of like an old West downtown, it looks like. It's like those storefronts and everything that has like, so you can go to the Gunfight Palace. You can go to the Gunfighter and Ghost Tours, which I don't like ghosts at all. I think they're scary. You can go to the Good Enough Mine Underground Tours.
Good enough for me.
You can go to the Legend of the West Humvee Tours. You can go to the OK Corral and Historama. And then there's like eight more things. I'm not going to go through all of them. There's like trolley tours and all of that. So it's like, with all that history, like a lot of it's around the OK Corral and the mining history. There's an economy there in a place that has, you know, a pretty small population. And something that I saw that was canceled due to COVID-19 was actually the Wyatt Earp Days.
Wyatt Earp Days?
It was. It was canceled for this year, unfortunately.
The problem is that because everyone has these big handlebar mustaches, they can't get a good seal on their mask.
Well, they have Doc Holliday masks that the town is selling on their website.
Really?
Yeah. But they had, like, I believe they had a lookalike contest for Wyatt Earp. And these guys had, like, big, like, handlebar mustaches. And, like, they looked like cowboys.
Ooh, what was fun in the BBC doc I watched about this, the guy who plays Wyatt Earp, he was played by the guy who played Sir Davos Seaworth in Game of Thrones. And I was like, I know that face. Oh, Sir Davos!
Yeah, it was supposed to be happening this weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I want to tag that with another festival that happens there.
Oh.
I don't know if you came across this one. Tombstone is home to the, quote, El Dorado Days Festival.
Ooh.
It's an annual festival that's taken place every year since 1929 to celebrate the town's Old West past.
Oh, shoot. I really thought it was to celebrate the movie El Dorado.
Oh,
and
no.
Hell's Angels puts on the event. El Dorado.
Yikes. Let's not piss anyone off out there.
No, I love... Have you seen the movie El Dorado? Have you heard that soundtrack?
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
That is such a good soundtrack. Elton John?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And one thing I love, this is like, basically, it's just like, the festival is exactly what Connor described, except it's in October, like October 16th to 18th.
It's not during bike week. Oh, shoot.
If you go to the website, it's like totally like an old HTML site from like what looks like 2003. And there's a big, across the top, it says warning in these giant red letters. And it says, Tombstone will not be responsible for anyone not having a good time during this jovial festival. Jovial celebration.
Oh, I wonder if that'll happen.
Maybe. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So what's interesting is, you know, you like we hear about the tourist. You know the population is 1,300, and you know that this place is thriving off of tourism. What's really interesting to me was the fact that this town really blew up. So what is it? In the 1800s, like in the 1880s, its population grew from 100 people to around 14,000 in less than 7 years.
Yeehaw!
That means there almost 13,000 of its height of population it has left since then. So it pretty much became a ghost town. But can you imagine this town being not exponentially, but almost exponentially smaller than it was in the late 19th century?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy to think about. I mean, that rate of growth, like, that's basically like the millennial exodus to Brooklyn.
And now the millennial exodus from Brooklyn.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that was... and
classic, like, Old West mining town, though. I think that's a theme that we've seen in a lot of them. Like, this town was huge for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, well, it produced $40 to $85 million in silver bullion in the mid-1880s.
Wow.
So it's like, it did its job for the economy. It put Americans to work.
Make the Old West West again.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, I have a modern fact that actually goes all the way back to the past.
Does that make it modern? Is that what modern is?
It's both. It's an old fact and it's a new fact.
Huh.
So, according to Guinness, the world's largest rose bush was planted in Tombstone in 1885 and still flourishes in the city because of their sunny climate. So, as of 2014, this rose bush covers 8,000 square feet and has a 12-foot circumference trunk.
Can you explain that in kilometers? I'm a little confused.
I don't do kilometers, but I can do acres.
Yeah, please. How long would it take me to plow this rose bush?
You know, like a fortnight or something.
Oh, fortnight. Like the game?
Yeah, like a fortnight.
Two ninjas.
Two ninjas, yeah. And all they did was whack the stem of the thing, and then the rest of it exploded.
Wow. Is that how that game works? I've never played that game or like... Watch more than a Fortnite. Tiny clip.
I'm not ashamed to admit I played quite a bit of Fortnite at the beginning of quarantine.
Hey, I hear it's a fun game. I just don't. That's yeah. I don't. I'm not much of a gamer.
Yeah, you just make yourself sick making memes, making funny pictures, and applying for freelance work.
I'm feeling close. I'm feeling close with it. I just need one more Fortnite.
Just one more Fortnite, yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk after.
Yeah. That was your third, right?
That was actually my fourth.
That was your fourth?
Oh. We had the same first fact, which is, of course, where the town came from.
Of course. Yeah, I had, like, the three... I had, like, the attractions and then, like, also the Wyatt Earp thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was... So, we've done it. We've been. Yeah. This is the closest I've gotten to traveling far in such a long time.
You know, we actually, I biked to Manhattan on Friday, which was interesting. Me and my girlfriend were like, let's go to Manhattan. Let's go to the Village. Check it out. Check out the spots that are closed down where we would be performing stand-up right now. And it was a lot of fun. We were going to bike across the Brooklyn Bridge, but then I guess someone tried to jump. So then we had to go across the Manhattan Bridge instead.
It was so casual. Jeez.
It's New York, baby. New York.
Oh, man. Have you ever broken down how Manhattan is? Manhattan. Not quite, but it's tan.
Man, that hat is tan.
Well.
All right, so do we want to do our other ad break? Our classic ad break?
Classic. Yeah.
Who you got today? Who's sponsoring you in New Hampshire? I remember the town name. Hang on.
We're going on a ship in my favorite rocket ship floating through. Does that help you?
No, I can't remember where you are right now. I'm sorry. I know you covered it, and I'm trying to remember. Exeter, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, you ruined my chance to make a joke, but you are correct. I was going to say, the moon.
I'm on the moon, being sponsored by conspiracies.
my sponsor today is Kodak No Moment Camera. There is no moment that you can capture with a Kodak this original.
Good thumbs up.
Yeah.
Is Kodak around anymore?
Yeah, no.
I don't think so.
Sorry, you're right. Kodak, I mixed up my sponsors. It's Candid No Camera Moment.
Oh.
I am never candid in a moment, but I have a camera.
All right. Great one, great
that's my,
one.
That's my sponsor. I'm sorry, Kodak. You didn't make the cut. I got paid more for Candid.
Okay, let's see. This week I am sponsored by the fact that I just learned I have rooftop access at my apartment after 10 months of living here.
Raise the roof
where I will go and watch the sunset sometimes, and I only get to enjoy it for 2 more months before I move to another apartment.
I feel like it's a giant metaphor on how New York feels, just watching the sunset on what was.
Yikes. Okay. Well, now I guess we're at the part of the show where we're doing our little creative element here, which we probably should name something.
Creative like element.
The small town radio creative element.
The goblin contest.
The Goblin Gallery.
Ooh. Yep,
that's it.
That's what you call it.
Welcome to the Goblin Gallery, the part of the show where we're going to bring you a little bit of creativity that we came up with based on the town.
And we're imagining we're goblins the whole time.
Yes, I'm a goblin now.
Who goes first? Is it a flip of the goblin?
A flip of the goblin. Okay. Okay. I guess, pick a number that's either one or two. I'm going to be thinking of one. If you get it right, you go first.
Two.
Okay. You go first.
All right. So, you know, I have written beginning of what I feel like would be a set, that is specific to Tombstone, Arizona. So if I was performing there.
Ooh.
And, to note, usually with stand-up, you don't explain this, so let's pretend like I never said this once I start my show, but I did write this very quickly, and stand-up usually takes time to develop jokes. And if you write something in one go and never run it before, you don't know what you're going to get. So I think this is... That said, give it up for Connor Name-Redacted. Yeah! Oh, thank you, Tombstone. Thank you, Tombstone. Wow.
We love you, Connor. Name redacted.
Oh, man. Great to be here out in Tombstone, Arizona. Tombstone, Arizona has a history of unique name choices. For instance, the town's motto is "The town too tough to die." And the town too tough to die is the motto of a town named after what you get when you're dead.
Huh.
That's like having a town named Invincible with the motto, "A whole bunch of broken glass." Don't get me wrong. I love the irony. A town with a good sense of humor is the town for me. And I know Tombstone has the best sense of humor because, and this is true, the town was established on a place called Good Enough Mine. I imagine the prospector who found the town, got to the spot, was traveling with an assistant. And he was tired from weeks worth of travel. This assistant was worn out. He said, "How about this spot, sir?" And the prospector went, "Good enough." Yeah, that was no name in Tombstone, Arizona history is better than the OK Corral. It is the OK Corral, if you don't know, is one of the most notorious gunfights in the history of America's Old West, and it is forever known as OK. The OK Corral has its name because it supposedly took place at the old Kindersley Horse Corral. But historians have found that that's not true. The well-known gunfight happened six doors down from that corral. That means someone must have walked up to a distinguished figure in the town and went, "Sir, sir, what are we going to call this devastating event? Let's just call it OK." Thank you, Tombstone. Woo! Now proceed to the rest of the set that was previously prepared.
Well, I hope that Tombstone is too tough to die, but I hope they're not too tough to laugh.
Oh, I hope, yeah.
See, that's what happens is you write a set and then someone has a better idea immediately because you haven't run it or worked it.
Oh, man. I was just happy that I think that took about 10 minutes. To write.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That's actually good. Yeah.
Yeah. I could workshop nice work. Those into something okay.
I'm going to give that 7 goblin gold out of 10.
What I really wanted to find out was a way to make the OK Corral sound like a knockoff fast food restaurant.
Oh.
So you like Golden Corral? Nah, I just like the OK stuff. Their chicken is undernourished.
Their chicken has bullet holes in it. Awesome, that was good.
Thanks. This is when you need video.
Okay, we're not just gonna stare at each other on camera. All right, I'll just do my part now then, I guess.
Yeah.
So here's my my first contribution to the Goblin Gallery for Tombstone, Arizona. I think I wanted to do a couple towns we've done where I think an Old West shootout would be hilarious. So town number one, Traverse City, Michigan. I think the Cherry Festival would really get spiced up by some cowboys slinging guns at each other.
My question before going any further is, how much gun violence are you promoting here?
I'm only promoting gun violence that's taken place at least 100 years in the past.
fictional past.
Yeah, yeah. this whole thing is made up. It's all Hollywood. Because I just imagine like all these people with their like farmers market cherry stands, and then bullets flying through the cherries and pies and exploding everywhere. And I'm like, that would be quite a cinematic scene.
You know, it could just be like the world's greatest food fight, and then it looks like everyone's covered in blood.
Yeah, right.
Where is the world's? There's got to be the world's greatest food fight somewhere.
Topic for another episode. Hang on to that one. So number two, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I think if they had an Old West cowboy shootout, it would be a reoccurring event that happens at high noon every day because they just need another attraction. And then finally, New London, Wisconsin. So I'm imagining the OK Corral shootout, except with leprechauns.
Man, so many leprechauns. Well, they have what is it? The funeral.
Yeah, they do.
Why am I? I want to say Flanagan, but I don't know.
Finnegan's wake.
There it is. Finnegan's funeral.
Finnegan's wake.
Finnegan's wake. There it is. Why don't you wake him up? Well, he's dead.
You know how many of these freaking facts I remember? Like, it's insane how much I remember from the episodes we've done. Like,
man, do you know? Well, I don't want to step on the end of your creative segment, but there is something that we usually mention about towns that we didn't.
What?
You know, the Tombstone had a giant fire.
It did?
Yeah. Let me pull this up. Because one of the mines, I just want to bump the microphone. Fire on Wikipedia. Yeah. A fire in 1886 destroyed the Grand Central hoist because they built a pump because they had hit the water tables. So they're pumping water out. And then it was unprofitable to rebuild the pumps. And that's when the town started to become a ghost town.
Oh, that's right. Because they hit the water table and then the mines weren't profiting as much because they had to buy pumps. And this is a fact that should have gone in the middle of the show.
Oh, yeah. No, I just figured we did our three and then we have, you know, the honorable mentions of fire.
All right. Well, great job. Honorable mention. I mean, if a town doesn't burn down, is it really an old town? So I think this is good. I think I enjoy the new format. I think this will be fun. Follow us at ST Radio Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Like us on Facebook, Small Town Radio. Subscribe to us on YouTube. We won't be posting things there unless we have special occasion videos. But still follow us. And then what's the other one? Oh, yeah. Rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. I'll send you stickers.
Yeah. Follow me everywhere.
Yeah, follow him everywhere. Go to at ST Radio Pod on Instagram. Find us both. Follow whatever we're doing. Give Connor some work. And thank you so much for listening. It's good to be back.
Thank you for listening. Happy travels. In your mind.
In your ears. All right. Well,
bye.
Till next time, partner.
Bye. Oh, I'm going on a trip in my favorite Wi-Fi ship. Floating through the sky, little Einsteins.